सूत्रधार में सुनते हैं पंचतंत्र की कहानियां। यस्य बुद्धिर बलम तस्य निर्बुद्धेस्तु कुतो बलम, वने सिंहो मदोन्मत्तः शशकेन निपातितः।
Once, there was a big jungle where there lived a very greedy lion called Bhasurak. Every day, he would hunt lots of animals in the jungle, deer, rabbits, and many more. He always hunted much more than he could eat. So, one fine day, all the animals went to request him.
Dear Lion King, if you keep hunting and eating this way, you will end up killing all the animals. Our whole jungle will be destroyed. Can we offer to send you one animal each day to satisfy your hunger? And in return, you promise us not to hunt more than that.
To this, Bhasurak agreed and said,
"This sounds good, but do remember, if you miss sending an animal to me even for one day, I will hunt all of you down."
The animals happily agreed to this and left the lion alone. Every afternoon, one animal would reach the lion's den, and that kept him happy and content. Until one day, it was a little rabbit's turn. The rabbit did not want to be hunted, and so he walked very slowly towards Bhasurak's den. He kept thinking of all the possible ways he could get rid of this lion forever. On his way, the rabbit saw a well full of water. As he peeped into the well, he saw his reflection, and a great idea struck him. He reached the lion's den late in the evening. By that time, the lion was very hungry, and he was extremely disappointed to see a small little rabbit who could hardly satisfy his hunger. Bhasurak said,
"You are so small, and you dare to turn up so late. I will teach the jungle animals a lesson. After I'm done with you, I will hunt down all the deer tomorrow."
Hearing this, the rabbit started to plead.
"Lion King, it's not my fault or the animals. Today was the rabbit's turn to be your meal. And as we are so small, there were five of us who were coming to be your lunch. But you know, on the way, we were stopped by another lion. He asked us,
'Where are you all going? Today, you all will be my food.'
We all said,
'According to the promise, we all are going to a Lion King's den to be his meal.'
And you know what he said after that? He said,
'This jungle is mine and your Lion King is a fraud. Go ask him to come here and see who is the strongest one in this jungle.'
After this, he kept four of the rabbits with him and asked me to go and fetch you. That's the reason I got so late."
After Bhasurak heard this, he said,
"If that's the case, take me to that fraud lion. I will take out all my anger on him."
To this, the rabbit said,
"But that lion looked very powerful to me. It may not be a good idea to go and fight with him."
Hearing this, Bhasurak said,
You don't worry about that. Just take me to my enemy right away.
The little rabbit took the lion to the well that he had seen on the way. He said,
Sir, I think that lion got scared of you and is now hiding in his den. Come, I will show you.
The rabbit pointed to the well. Bhasurak ran to the well. He then peeped in and saw his own reflection in the water of the well. But he thought it was the other lion and he roared with anger.
There was a huge echo in the well.
Bhasurak thought that was the roar of the other lion. And without thinking much, he jumped into the well to fight with him. Of course, he got trapped there with no one to help him out. The little rabbit then happily went home and told all the jungle animals about this incident. He continued to live in the jungle with no fear of the greedy lion ever again. So, my dear friends, it is rightly said, your intellect is your strength.